Each year, the month of March is recognized as Women's History Month in the United States. From the beginning and continuing today, women religious in the Diocese of Buffalo have touched countless lives, from simple acts of love and encouragement to significant leadership roles which have shaped the diocese and the greater community. Here's Tara Potzler with just one of many examples of women religious of Buffalo who have made a difference.
When she was only a young child, growing up in the former nation of Prussia, Mother Emily Kamen first heard the call to serve God as a missionary. Then known as Josephine Kamen, she would join the Sisters of St. Mary of Namur in Belgium in 1844. She soon became known as Sister Emily. Nearly two decades after joining the Sisters, her journey to work for Christ would bring her to America. In 1863, Buffalo Bishop John Tymon asked the Sisters to establish themselves in Lockport. Now known as Mother Emily, she and four other Sisters left Europe for Western New York. Upon arriving in Lockport, they were welcomed by St. John the Baptist Church, and in just 1 month, they opened St. John the Baptist School. They later opened two more schools. In 1866, the Sisters also built St. Joseph Academy in Lockport, which served as a school and as the Sisters' residence. The Sisters set up other foundations throughout North America, and it was from Lockport where Mother Emily was given jurisdiction over all of those foundations. She went on to lead the Sisters of St. Mary in America for 24 years. She was known for her wisdom, kindness, and zeal. She died in 1887 and is remembered by the Diocese of Buffalo as an early pioneer in growing Catholic faith in Western New York through the order's establishments of its schools. Mother Emily Kamen of the Sisters of St. Mary of Namur is a woman religious we remember in the Diocese of Buffalo. But remember, she is just one of countless women religious who have made a difference within the Diocese of Buffalo and do so today. If you know a sister active in your local parish or school, be sure to take a moment to say thank you. And please pray that more women may hear the call to serve in a religious vocation. I'm Tara Potzler. Thank you for listening.